I've been ghosting. I've been ghosting a long ghost in your house, ghost in your arms. When you're tossing, when you turn in your sleep, it's because I'm ghosting your dreams. And this is why I have decided to pull these old white sheets from my ghost out of his grave, and I can make love in my grave. I won't go white into your hair. I won't make noises in your stars. I will be kind and I'll be sweet if you stop staring straight through.
I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you're out on the wide open prairie, just as the sun is going to bed. And way off in the distance, the clouds are starting to gather, dark clouds coming closer. If you look carefully, you can see a herd of cows on top of the clouds. And behind the cows are the riders on horseback, galloping, galloping, but never getting nearer the herd. These aren't ordinary cowboys. Listen, you can hear their call. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Now the ghost riders need your help. Let me teach you their mournful cry.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Well, a lone cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a bound through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw.
Yippee-yay!
Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all wet with sweat. They're trying hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause you've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry.
Yippee-yay!
Still on fire, and their hooves was made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. Well, a bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-yay!
Yippee-yay-yo!
As a rider loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul, my friend, riding on this plane, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across this endless sky.
Yippee-yay!
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 Yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky! Ghost riders in the sky! Ghost riders in the sky!
All right, enough with the wind.
Stop.
So, what kind of episode do we have for the kiddies today?
Halloween.
No, it's Christmas.
Oh, don't mention that right now. Yeah, it's our spookiest episode of the season.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we started it off with that spooky cowboy song from Manitoba legend Fred Penner.
It's actually not that scary.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh. I think it's spooky. Cowboys chasing the devil's cows in the sky on a cloud.
And they're called Ghost Riders?
Yeah. So we've got lots of spooky songs for this episode.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
And this first one, well, the second one, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Is maybe one of my favorite songs I discovered this year. And it's kind of Halloween-y because one of the classic costumes for Halloween is a mummy, right?
Yeah.
Now, how would you go about making a mummy costume?
Buy lots of toilet paper and get someone to wrap you up in it.
Hmm.
And then tape up the toilet paper on you. I got a good idea.
Okay.
So wrap yourself with cardboard, then paint yourself looks like a mummy.
Hmm.
Okay.
I was thinking just fabric.
Yeah.
Because toilet paper rips pretty easily.
Yeah. Especially if it's a rainy day on Halloween.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be disgusting.
Yes, you'd be covered in soaking wet toilet paper. But I love the energy of this song. It's called Egyptian Shumba. And it's an old song, but I just discovered it this year. So we can start off our creepy episode with Egyptian Shumba by the Tammies. Oh, and then we've got a song about werewolves.
Those are one of the most famous costume on Halloween too.
Yeah, that one would be a little harder to pull off. I don't know.
Just make a mask.
Yeah.
Paper mache mask.
Good idea. Or get some, you know, fake fangs and
fake teeth.
Yeah, try to make your face look hairy somehow.
Oh, get a new beard.
And then you could just get, like, normal clothes and have them all ripped up.
Mm-hmm.
And then get some kind of claw hands.
Yeah.
And you're
get fake nails on your nails.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
well, that would be cool. You can also just buy those, like, little rubber things that you can just put over your fingers.
Yeah.
They have werewolf ones.
Oh, yeah. Rubber fingers that go on top of your normal fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. And then a wig, too, if you wanted.
Yeah, you probably need a wig, yeah.
For, like, gray hair.
Or you could just use hairspray and make your hair all kind of crazy.
Yeah, and then dye it gray if you're not already old.
If you want to get really fancy, you could buy those little rubber things that make your ears look sharp.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a dog's ears.
You're sharp-free, Daddy, because it's so scary this night. Because I'm shivering.
Let's listen to the mummy song and the werewolf song on the Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour
Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Hi, Oliver.
Hello.
Up next, we got a couple of songs that I heard on a different radio show that I like to listen to called Retro Obscuro. Good time oldies. The first song is called The Monster Twist by Tyrannosaurus and his Cro-Magnons. And then we're going to hear a song called Nightmare by The Sinners.
Because it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Sounds spooky. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to ask you is, do you have any nightmares?
Yes, I have nightmares, but they're quite creepy to share on this radio show.
Too creepy for the kids?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, do you have any dreams that you have over and over again that aren't too creepy?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I have this weird dream where I'm sliding through tunnels and I can revisit my memories that I had that day.
Ooh. Okay, what do these tunnels look like?
It's kind of like if you go to a park and you see those, like, enclosed slides.
Oh, yeah, that's a tube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's not, like, a different color. It's, like, gray.
Hmm.
It kind of looks like concrete.
It's kind of like you're sliding through your own brain.
Yeah.
And visiting your memories.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people think that dreams are actually just a way of your brain kind of reviewing all of the things that it thought about that day. So it's kind of, maybe it's like you sliding around in your mind. That's a funny thought. Tiny Oliver. It's kind of like Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
You shrink down and go inside your ear and then slide around your brain.
Yeah. It's gross. I just hate the episodes where they're like in the nose or something. It's just... Because the walls are all green and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't want to get into details.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of details, this next song we're going to hear, The Monster Twist, has a lot of details about the type of monster that's singing this song. And so I thought of you. I was thinking, because you like to draw.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking maybe the kids at home, as they're listening, they could... listen to the words of this song and try and draw the monster that they're describing in the song.
And if they can, they can ask their parents to share it.
Yeah, their parents could email it to us at KOOKOOKOOBananas@gmail.com. Or they could visit our Facebook page.
Cuckoo Bananas.
Yep, and that's cuckoo spelled with a K.
Yeah.
Both times. Both coups. Yeah, that'd be cool to see people's drawings, what they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one, though. This monster has four heads that can all sing in harmonies. So get your pencils out now and get them sharpened up, because it's going to be a wild ride on Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
6 billion years ago, great natural explosions rocked the earth, and a living, breathing thing was born. A week ago last Tuesday, it shuddered, slithered, and made its way from the slimy depths of the Marianas Trench. Does it want to devour Cleveland, Ohio?
No, man.
Does it want to live in Cleveland, Ohio?
Well, it's a nice place to visit, but...
What does it want to do?
I just want a twist.
Yes, man. Well, so does everybody. What makes you so special?
Well, I got four other heads. That's my own vocal group. Do, 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 do. I got 14 legs growing out of each hip. Dip, 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 dip. I can twist from here to a New Orleans, because I'm fat and I'm slimy and I'm hard to clean. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Put that brand new dance at the top of your list. Move your 14 legs till you're out of your mind. And then you shimmy and you shake and you bump and grind. Dip, 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 dip. Everybody's doing another monster twist. I got an echo chamber built in my head. I use that greasy kid stuff on my scalp.
Help, 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 help.
I chew up boats and I gobble up planes, and I got 35,000 varicose veins. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Shake your other hips and you dangle your wrist. Blow a breath of fire every single day. But don't you let romance fade away.
monster dwell.
Everyone was doing the monster twist. The stock market panicked, and the Dow Jones averages plummeted 87 points in 12 seconds. Veteran observers on Capitol Hill filibustered, and the decision was made to attack. 16,000 B-70s, flamethrowers, missiles, and spitballs bombarded the monster. Yet, nothing could stop the havoc wreaked by his twist. But then the government called on its secret weapon.
All right, folks. A one and a two, and everybody's got to do the bubble of bounds, because everybody knows it's what up front that counts.
Oh, no. No, not that. I can't stand it. Help! Help! Take me back to the slime. Anything's better than this. Mother of pearl!
Well, I dreamed I was running in the night, but still, and then I looked around, something was on my heels. It had a great big pair of scissors, it was fuzzy like a bear. It was snapping at my head, trying to cut off my hair. Well, I kept on a running, it was right behind me. I found myself approaching the deep blue sea. I jumped in the water and I started to swim, and everything around me started going dim. Well, the lights came on again and I was home in bed. I felt myself to find out if I was dead. But much to my surprise, I found I had no scars. But at the foot of my bed, that stood two men.
Now, what would Halloween be without a spooky story, right? You got to hear a spooky story on Halloween.
Well, I don't really hear spooky stories at Halloween.
No?
Yeah, right.
Oh, geez. Well, we better get to it. I got a spooky story lined up here.
Yay,
for you.
Yay, finally.
Yeah. Brought to us by the Kraft Foods Company.
Sounds.
Makers of Kraft Dinner.
That's kind of weird.
The Kraft Foods Company made this scary story a long time ago for it was kind of like a promotional thing for kids. And there's kind of some subliminal safety tips about Halloween in this story. But I wanted to ask you guys, maybe I'll start with you right here. Can you think of any, like, safety tips for the kids who are about to go out trick-or-treating?
Don't say hello to strangers.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. How about you, Oliver?
Don't mess with Dracula.
Okay, sure, yeah, yeah.
Don't mess with, the pirate.
Guess what Jake's going to be for Halloween? Well, let's see. It's nighttime. So.
That's a good time for a spooky story.
Yeah, no, but Halloween trick-or-treating is usually dark, right? So one of the safety tips I would say is...
Don't knock into someone?
No, look both ways before you cross the street, right?
Well, that's not just for Halloween.
Well,
it's
there's
for every
lights,
single...
too. There's sure. lights.
I know, but if you run across the street, what if you're wearing a dark costume, you know? And that would be another thing. You could try and wear something on in your costume that's light-colored or reflective so that cars can see you.
Yeah, be a construction worker, everyone.
Yeah. Or an astronaut.
Yeah.
With a shiny...
helmet.
Shiny helmet.
Shiny golden helmet.
Pirates are kind of shiny. You got your shiny sword.
And lots of golden chains.
True. Gold chains from the treasure chests that
gold
they've
money.
Discovered.
Gold money.
Yeah, are you going to have gold coins? Yeah.
Yeah.
Doubloons?
Chocolate gold coins.
Oh, yeah.
When you're done trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to hear this spooky story?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Okay, you kiddies, turn the lights down low.
Okay.
And get ready for the Kraft Foods companies to scare the socks off.
Grandpa, would you tell me a Halloween story, please?
Well, okay, but before I start, Melissa, you'll have to listen very carefully. Promise?
Promise.
Well, it was a dark and stormy Halloween evening. The wind was howling, the owls were hooting, and my pals Billy, Dennis, and Scott and I were all dressed up in our scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, we heard strange sounds coming from the vacant house across the street. We wanted to find out what was inside, so we waited until the light turned green, crossed the street, and ran towards the house. Carefully, we walked up the stairs onto the creaky porch. We pushed the door open and walked into the pitch-black house. I had forgotten the flashlight that my mother always told me to take along on Halloween, so we couldn't see a thing except for our brightly colored costumes that glowed in the dark. All of a sudden, I felt a cold hand on my shoulder. I turned around, and a vampire with fangs for teeth and bloodshot eyes was standing right in front of me.
Good evening, my little ghosts and goblins, and welcome to the haunted Halloween house. We've been expecting you.
My pals ran to the door, but it slammed shut. I could hear our hearts pounding louder and louder.
Leaving so soon? Why, you've just arrived. Don't be frightened. There's really nothing to be afraid of. Except...
Billy turned to me and whispered, I'll never go into a stranger's house again. Never! What's that sound? I asked.
Oh, you want to discover the secret of Halloween, do you? All right, then. It's just behind that door. Open it, if you dare.
Holding my breath, I walked towards the door. As I reached for the door handle, the door opened. A bright light was coming from inside an old dusty trunk. As I got closer, the sounds got louder. I opened the trunk. Witches, skeletons, bats came flying at us.
And then what happened, Grandpa?
I woke up. It was just a dream. But you see, Melissa, Halloween can be lots of fun, but the trick to having a great Halloween is to follow a few simple safety rules. Now tell me, what have you learned from the story?
I'll never go into a stranger's house. I'll always take a flashlight when I go trick-or-treating. I won't go out alone. I'll always wear a bright reflective costume so people can see me in the dark.
Anything else, Melissa?
I'll always wait until the light turns green, and I'll look both ways before crossing.
Remember, wait till you get home to try Halloween treats and eat Kraft-wrapped candies.
Who was that, Grandpa?
I'm really not sure.
The vampire works for Kraft Foods Canada.
That's so scary! Kraft Foods Canada!
Why would they hire a vampire?
That was pretty spooky.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, come on. We even have the lights turned low.
No, it's in our studio here.
The lights turned off, yeah.
Yeah.
All we have is the eerie glow of the computer monitor.
Spooky.
What's the next? Oh, we've got a song called Scary Moonlight.
Ooh, yes.
By John Zorn.
Scary Monitor Light.
From his album called The Cynical History Hour, which is a Japanese cartoon, I think. And then, another song from a cartoon that's so scary you guys aren't really allowed to watch it yet, Over the Garden Wall.
Oh, but I want to watch that.
I know, it's really cool. Maybe Halloween is a good time. I don't know.
Maybe when I'm 8.
But this song is called The Beast Is Out There.
Ooh, yay. Ooh. I love beasts.
Yeah.
And I love out there.
You're out there.
I'm outside of the box.
You're thinking outside the box?
Yeah.
The beast, Pilgrim. He lurks out there in the unknown, seeking those who are far from home, hoping never to let you return. Ooh, better beware. Ooh, the beast is out there. Ooh, better be wise and don't believe his lies. For once your will be
Thank you.
Welcome back, boils and ghouls. We've got some spooky new Canadian music up for you next.
Don't lie to me, kid.
From Ontario, we have The Haunting from Castle If.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
She's put together a new album full of spooky themes that sound like they come straight out of a 70s Italian horror movie.
Dude, I'm so stoked.
And then after that, we'll hear a new track from Zune, who's from Winnipeg, I believe, originally.
Well, why not?
He also has a new EP, and this song is called In the Woods. And I'm sure they'll set a spooky mood for this Halloween Eve.
Wicked. Thank you.
track we're hearing now is a new one by Zune called In the Woods, and it does sound creepy. And we were actually just talking, Rowan and I, about what are the origins of Halloween? Where did Halloween, the idea, come from?
How did it start? It didn't just pop into existence. It's not how things work.
So what do you think, Rowan? He knows more about it than I do, so I'm going to let him take the lead here.
Yeah, I was kind of just cruising around on the internet and found some stuff. From what I understand, it originated from, like, a Gaelic tradition called Samhain, which was basically quite similar to actually what we do in Halloween today. They walked around wearing costumes of, like, demons and ghouls, and from what I understand, they tried to scare people, or, like, scare away the ghosts that visited the world on October the 31st.
Yeah, we learned that Halloween is the eve of All Hallows Day, which was a celebration day.
Quote, unquote, where the barrier between the overworld and the underworld thinned.
Ooh.
Or so Wikipedia says.
Ooh, I like that idea.
That's why they tried to scare away all the ghosts visiting their world or something. And if the people at the doors thought they successfully scared away ghosts or were scary enough to scare away ghosts and goblins, they gave them, like, pies called, like, I'm not sure what they're called. Like, they're soul pies or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Souling, yeah.
Souling, yeah.
It's funny, though. We don't really celebrate, well, at least we don't, All Saints Day, but everybody celebrates Halloween the day before that.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's the fun day.
Yeah, but it has changed a lot. It's like, now we just walk around and ask people for candy. There's really no meaning to it, really. We kind of just...
Well...
I don't know.
I mean, it's a celebration.
It's a celebration. It's fun. And you get candy for, like, the rest of the year.
You do, yeah. Pounds and pounds of candy.
11 pounds last year.
Too much, if you ask his father.
Not if you ration it. If you ration it, it's fine. Like, it's just, like, free candy for the rest of the year. Which is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I won't be going out and paying money to get candy.
True.
Which is better.
How very frugal of you.
Yeah. I'm so frugal, I don't spend money anyways. Frugal, if you were wondering, just means not willing to spend money.
Good point. We do have kids listening.
Yeah.
That's your word for the day, kids. Frugal. It's a fun word to say.
Sounds like a basket of fruits, in my opinion.
Or a bugle. Frugal.
Or a bugle. A fruit bugle.
So, what do we have next? Oh, we're going to have a triple hit of cool retro spooky songs. We're going to have Shudders and Screams by a guy named Ben Colder. And, you know, I don't know a whole lot about old country music. So this might actually be a parody of some other song. But it's pretty funny.
Parody or not, it's a good song.
Yeah, either way. And then we have a Canadian guy, Mo Kaufman. He's from around these parts, famous guy. He's got a song called Cool Ghoul. And then we'll finish it up, because these are all short little ditties. A song by Big B. Cornegay at the House of Frankenstein.
What odd names.
Mm-hmm.
Short names, too. Well, except for the last one. That one's Big really long.
Big B. Cornegay. But stay tuned, because we have one more special song coming up after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now you know how Halloween originated.
Shudders and screams come from the window of the house where we used to dwell. Bubbles and steam and lots of wild.
got a hair-raising yell. The house where I live had a big mortgage held by a fella named Stein. Then I found out his first name was Franken when I didn't make the payment on time. Just last night I walked by the old place and I heard a weird sounding hoot.
Hootie hoot.
There in the window, just up above me, old Igor was playing his flute. Shudders and screams come from the window of the house where we used to dwell. Bubbles and steam and lots of wild laughter. Oh, what a hair-raising yell. Up overhead was a sign that read, Frankenstein's Monster Project. And mashing around, just inside the ground, was a chap with a stick through his neck.
He did the monster mash.
Shudders and screams come from the window of the house where we used to dwell. Bubbles and steam and lots of wild laughter. Oh, what a hair-raising yell. One more time, Frankenstein. Shudders and screams come from the window of the house where we used to dwell. Bubbles and steam and lots of wild laughter. Oh, what a hair-raising yell. Shudders and...
Call the nice delight.
when the monster rocks at the house of Frankenstein. His iron joints go creak like a coffin made of pine. All the werewolves howl and the witches hum while the zombie doodles on the voodoo drum at the midnight ball at the house of Frankenstein.
All right, like I said, we've got one song left, and it was a song that was sent in to us.
One final song.
Yeah. We tend to get songs sent to our email address, cuckoobananas@gmail.com. And this was a song that somebody sent in, a band called...
Strawbity Yops.
Strawbity Yops.
A little bit of a weird name, in my opinion.
Yeah, fun to say, though. Strawbity Yops.
Has a little bit of a swing to it.
And there's four people in Strawbity Yops. We got Cindy Hawes. We got Woody Hill. And then two kids. Autumn Hawes and Thelonious Hawes Rice.
Thelonious.
Thelonious. What a cool name.
That is a really cool name. I thought Theodosius or something like that was cool.
That's a name?
Something like that. Theosius or something like that. Basically just Theo but fancy.
No.
But that's kind of like the same thing. There's so many variations on just like Eus, like the end of the name.
Well, Thelonious Monk is a very famous jazz musician, so I'm assuming that this Thelonious was named after Thelonious Monk.
There's a kid in my class actually that thinks anybody can be like sound like a god when you add es to the end of their name.
Rowanius.
Curtius.
That kind of works,
but in some situations, like Noah, for example.
Yeah.
Doesn't fully work.
You need a consonant sound at the end of your name.
Yeah.
But maybe if there's kids out there going as a Greek god for Halloween, they could just add Eus to the end of their name.
Yeah.
Jakeus.
Jakeus. That sounds like an actual god.
Yeah. Jake's going as a pirate, though, so.
Yeah. Pirate god.
The god of the pirates.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, Rowan.
Yeah, unfortunately.
On this spooky Halloween edition.
Happens every time.
Yeah. But remember what we learned in the story earlier. Look both ways when you're crossing the street on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure all the cars can see you.
Really, in any situation, actually. Always look both ways.
And don't go in a stranger's house. We learned that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Just take their candy. Just take their candy and leave. Don't mess around anymore.
Yes, and don't forget to share.